Start your day at Terraway, North West London. Thursday, 16th of Adar, 9th of March. Rabbi Yanki Wiesenfeld Schlita, Awesome Asheray Part 2. This week's Terraway has been sponsored by Nishmas Morris Esther Brocha Basrub Ariyeh Olea Shalom Reich Rosnas, whose Yad site was on Sunday. And also jointly by family Wiesenfeld Lin Nishmas Morris Yenta Bas Rabbi Yehuda Yitzchok Karkoyen Olea Shalom, whose Yad site was yesterday on Shushan Purim. Shloshim was yesterday on Shushan Purim.
So, as Ronnie said, today's shiur is Le'il Nishmas. It's the first time, sadly, that I'm able to give a shiur, Le'il Nishmas, my mother, Olea Shalom, who was nifter a month ago, Yenta Bas Yehuda Yitzchok HaKoyen, and I hope that these words, the learning that I've done to prepare for the shiur, especially when I lost my notes and I had to reconstruct the shiur second time round, that should be Le'il Nishmas. I panicked yesterday, it was a nightmare. Couldn't find the notes, still can't. Okay, we'll see how we go. The last shiur, Awesome Asheray Part 1, we covered the structure of Asheray, the psukim that we had before we say Tehillel David and the posuk after Vayelachanu Nevarechiyo, whether or not we should say it once a day or three times a day or a maximum of three times a day. We spoke about the order of the Aleph base in Aramim Cholakai Melech and then B'chol Yom Avarachekho, the beginning of the Psukim. The missing letter Nun we spoke about. In between we've spoken about the Rosh HaTevis of Poseach Hesedecha Pei Aleph Yud and the Sofer Tevis of Ches Tov Chaf and Gematrius. And then we asked the Kasha, how can we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for supplying the needs of every human being when there are 876 million people a year who die as a result of starvation and hunger? And Diane Kong gave us an answer from Rav Volba, and he was given shiur that day. He heard the kasha, he gave us the answer. I think we need to discuss the answer a little bit longer, but that's not for today. Areas we've still got to cover is why we say Ashrei, because of the pasuk of Poseach Es Yodecho, which tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu feeds everybody, when there are other kapitlech tilim, like Hodel Hashem Kitokiran Machaslo, where we say Noisen Nechem Nechol Bosor, or there's a Posit Terevdos on the Lireyav, etc. We also would like to look at other locations, other places where we say the Posit Poseach Es Yodecho, who must be Alechol Chayrotzoim, for instance in benching. What's the connection between the where we say it in Ashrei and other places during our Tfilas? We want to explain word for word the Pirush HaMilas of Poseach Es Yodecho, and in particular, how the Rotzoin comes to be tagged on to the end of the Pasuk. Zecher Avtuv Chiyabiyu, we just had Pasha Zocher. Should you say Zecher or Zecher? It's also a discussion. The Chanun Verachem Hashem and Korov Hashem Lechol Korov are the only two psukim that don't have a vov in the middle, connecting the first phrase with the second one. So everyone says Aramichwa Lakaya Melech Va'avor Choshimcha Lelavoyet B'chol Yom Avachimcha Va'ahal Aloshimcha. So you always have a connection of a vov between the phrase one or phrase two. But Chanun Verachem Hashem Erech Apayim, not Ve'erech Apayim, and Korov Hashem Lechol Korov L'choy L'asher, not U'lechoy. So that's another discussion, and the final discussion that we might want to have is why we touch our tefillin by Poseach Es Yodecho. Why dafka that posuk? What's the reason for it? Etc. So those are things that maybe if we have an Awesome Asheray Part 3 one day, then we'll discuss it. But today's discussion is going to be an inyan in halacha, a halachic aspect of Asheray. So we start back with our Gemara. The Gemara says that Koloim Ashrei B'chol Yoim is Muftach Loi, that B'chol Yoim either three times a day or once a day, as we discussed. And it says, and the Gemara says, why did Chazal pick on Ashrei, on this capital of Tehillim, Tehillel L'David, to be the centerpiece of Pesukei Dezimra, as against the other possible candidates? And the Gemara says because it has two ingredients. Tehillel L'David has two ingredients. Number one, it's in the order of Aleph Beis. And number two, it contains the Pasuk of Poseach Es Yodecho. So, and then you can compare it with for instance, Hodel Hashem Ki Tov contains the Pasuk Noisen Lechem L'chol Bosor, which we say in Hazonos U'Olam, but it doesn't have the Milo of being Aleph Beis. Oid Hashem B'chol Levov has the Milo of being Aleph Beis, but it says Teref Nosan Lireyov. And that means that it's Mashmah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only feeds Yireyov, but not L'chol Bosor. So therefore the Pasuk isn't as good. So the Gemara and Chazal explore why they chose, but in the end they said that Tilel Adovit, or what we call Ashrei, is the best capital because it's got two malas. It's got the Aleph base mala, and it's got the Pasuk Poseach Es Yudecho. And Poseach Es Yudecho is therefore, Ashrei is the highlight, is the beginning of Pasuk de Zimro. We'll discuss later on when we get to Moshe Feinstein exactly where its place is in Pesukim Zimra, but it's certainly the highlight of Pesukim Zimra, and the highlight of Ashrei is the Pasuk Poseach Es Yudecho. So that we know. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, and Rabbeinu Yonah is not on the place here, but Rabbeinu Yonah is later on in the fifth Berak of Brochus. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, it seems logical to him, and he's the first person to mention this idea that if you daven Ashrei, and you said Poseach Es Yudecho, and then you realize afterwards that you said it without thinking, and without being mechaven, without even simple Pirish Hamilas, the idea that you should have to go back and say it again. The first time that's brought is Rabbeinu Yonah, obviously he's a Rishon, and his Loshon is as follows, and we'll have to come back to the Loshon. But he says, Kiven She'ika Amirosoi, seeing as the main reason why Chazal said that we should say Tehillel Dovid is Mipdei Zeh HaPosuk, because of this pasuk Poseach Es Yudecho, Lo'idia Gvuroisov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to tell us the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shuzon Mikan Re'emim HaBeit Sekinim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu feeds every creature right down to the egg of a louse, yeah, right down to the louse egg, yo. Oimrim HaGoinim, therefore he says B'Shem HaGoinim, She'atzorech L'chavim Ba'amirosoi. Right, until now, and by the way, we're talking about the whole of the Tehillel Dovid, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, from Tehillel Dovid until Va'anachnu Navarech Yo, because Chazal chose this capital to be the most important and the centerpiece of Pesukim de Zimra, therefore you have to be mechaven the entire capital Tehillim from beginning to end. He says, yeah, Vim Loi Kivein, and this is the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Yonah for the first time, Torech Lachsoi L'Omroi Pa'amacheres, you have to say it again. Lachsoi ulo omroi. How many times do you have to say it, and how much do you have to say? Yeah, at the moment it sounds like you would have to say the whole of the perek of Tehillel Dovid again. That's where we're up to in the what's called Venera. Says the Rabbeinu Yonah, she aval pi shelo kiven. Yeah, even though he was not mechaven, nevertheless. Kiven shekiven beposuk shel poseach es yudecho sagi lebehochi says he's giving us a little bit of relief, and he's saying, but if you were mechaven at least in the posuk of poseach es yudecho, then we'll let you off that you don't have to go back. So you said aramimcha b'chol yom avarecheko, and your mind was elsewhere. That can happen, but that will do. Sheikah hamiru hu bavu zeh haposuk. So effectively, what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying is, this is what we know so far, that if you have to be mechaven in the whole of Ashrei, because Ashrei is so important, but b'dieved, if you are only mechaven in Poseach Es Yudecho, then you're yoitzer. If you're only mechaven in Poseach Es Yudecho, you're yoitzer. If you were not mechaven in Poseach Es Yudecho, tzorich, lachsoi, or laomroi, pam, acheres, you have to say it again. Question, what do you say again? How much of it is not clear from Rabbeinu Yonah? In the Pashas of Rabbeinu Yonah, you should say the whole capital again. So at some stage, and again, where are you up to when you're going to be saying it again? Do you have time? So that's what we're going to be discussing. So we go now to the Chaye Odom. The Chaye Odom in Klal Yud Ches, Seif Aleph, says as follows. Val kol ponim, and although he doesn't mention that this is the shit of Rabbeinu Yonah, but his wording is almost identical, word for word, to Rabbeinu Yonah, but then he adds something, which we'll see in a minute. He says, "Well, call upon him. Tzorech lechavim b'posuk poseach es yudecho. The least that you should do is the posuk poseach es yudecho to be mechaven." And as we said last time, we discussed all the gematrias and the remozim and the rosh hatevas, and we said, "But just stick to the poshut pshat." Yeah, this chayodim who brings it down just before says, "Stick to the simple pshat. All you need to think about is when you say poseach es yudecho to be mechaven, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu feeds the entire world, supplies all the needs of the entire world." Vim loy kiven boy, he says, Tzorech lachso ula oimroi bekavono. And if he was not mechaven in the Pasuk Poseach Es Yudecho, then lachso ula oimre bakavoda. Now he was talking specific about the pasuk poiseach es yudecho, and he's saying that all you have to do is repeat poiseach es yudecho. So we're getting, it's getting a little bit easier. In the Rabbein Yonah was mashma that you have to repeat the entire capital if you're going to go back. Now the Chayodah is making it a bit easier. It sounds like if you forgot to be mechavan in the pasuk poiseach es yudecho, then you have to say poiseach es yudecho again. Then he says venirali. He says shemechuyev loima miposuk poiseach atzoif hamizma kaseida. Vibalt is in the order of aleph beis. Therefore, once you go back to pay, therefore you should say poiseach es yudecho and then continue till the end of the capital. Okay, fair enough. So it's still a lot easier. Rabbeinu Yonah would say you have to say the entire capital. And the Chayodom is saying that once you go back to Poiseach Es Yudecho, carry on from there until the end of the Perek. Now, the question is as follows. What happens if you don't have time to do that? For instance, at the moment, as a novel, I'm a Shliach Tzibur. And I'm davening Far Nomad. And let's say I forget to be Mechavan in Poiseach Es Yudecho. And the Olam is yugging the whole time, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, they're all shouting, and if you're a minute late, if Baruch Hu is half a second late after 7:30, then, you know, they come after the Tanis, etc. You know, there is pressure, and there, you know, the Olam is after you, they don't leave you for a moment, and people have an amazing Chitach HaDibur, they can get through the davening fast. Seriously, I'm impressed, some people really can do it very well. Okay, fine. But, you don't have time to go back and repeat. So, Says now the Chayodom's adding his own bit. We're going to come to it. Exactly. Can you do it after davening? Says the Chayodom, and this is the bit that the Chayodom is now adding to Rabbeinu Yonah. So we've got Rabbeinu Yonah says, say the whole thing again. You've got the Chayodom saying, say poiseach es yudecho again, and then carry on from there to the end of the capital. Venerally, he doesn't say that. He says, Yikvi'im lo niska ad shekva oma mizmarim acherim. What happens if he's already Kolan Shavat Halel Kol Haluka? He's already said most of the Sukkot Zimra, and then he remembers, "Oh, I didn't say Poiseach Es Yudecho. Well, what am I going to do now?" Yeah. And he says, "Ve'eloi Shos Lachzor." And for various reasons, whether he's private or whether he is the Shliach Tzibur, he doesn't have the time to go back and to say Poiseach Es Yudecho Ad Soif HaMizmor again. He needs to done with the Tzibur, they're nearly up to Yishtabach, he just remembered, he's up to Yishtabach already, they're in the middle of Yishtabach, Baruchos Vezeshim Chagno Vakodosh, etc. And then he remembers, oh, I wasn't Mechavah Poseach Es Yudecho, what am I going to do now? Says the Chaya Odom, Mikol Mokom, Yoima Achat Fila, Miposeach Ad Soif HaMizmor. In other words, after davening, at some time, just say Poseach Es Yudecho till the end of the Mizmor. Was? No, you can't. Because we have to say Ashrei three times a day. And therefore I need to be Mechavan in Poseach Es Yudecho again. So therefore, yeah, and again in Ashrei in Mincha. So I need to be Mechavan three times a day, and this will apply. I know we all think about the Ashrei in the middle of Sukkot Zimra, and I keep on mentioning it, but you're right. We have another Ashrei which we have to be Mechavan Poseach Es Yudecho in just before Volosian. Later on in Shachris, and we have one in Mincha as well, before Shemoneh Esrei. Again, the Chazan's about to say Yiskadal v'Yiskadash. I want to daven Mincha with the Tzibur. I want to join them together with the Tzibur. And I haven't got time to go back and say Poseach Es Yudecho and not start Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibur. What am I going to do?
So that means all the rest of davening you're going to have to
do,
not
in Shemoneh
Esrei.
What?
All the rest of davening you're going to have to do.
Doesn't say that you don't have to be mechaver, but it's not markiv b'diavad. It's not markiv b'diavad, right? Brocha rishona of what's called even the brocha rishona of Shmoneh Esrei min hadin. You have to be mechaver in ovos. It says b'diavad if you are not mechaver in ovos, you can be mechaver in moedim. And if you missed it both, then min hadin you should be going back and davening again. But b'sman hazeh we don't go back. And in fact, I saw that one of the achronim that I was looking at said that you can see the Poseach Es Yudecho is almost more important. I think it's Kobben the Son on the Rosh, but I think it was one of them before Shimon the Rosh says, it looks like Poseach Es Yudecho Lahalocha is more important than any other part of Davening, because the only part where Lahalocha you have to go back and say it again. Lahalocha you're supposed to go back and say other parts as well. but we don't make you do it again because we're worried that the second time round you won't be mechaven, and the third time round you won't be mechaven, and you just keep davening all day. So therefore, but la, you have to go back. But the question is, how much? Just agav, there are other poskim who say that you only have to go, for instance, the Kaf HaChaim brings down, b'shem other poskim, that you only have to say the posuk poseach es yodecho, or maspi alachol chai rotsoin, not even like chai odom, that you carry on from there till the end of the capital. So we've got, basically, we've got three shittas, but, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down, well, the first of all, you've got the Mechaber who brings down the Loshon of the Rabbeinu Yonah. He says, this is Siman Nun Aleph, Siv Zayin, Allah Halacha, Tzorech Lechaber Posek Poiseya Chesidecho, Ve'im Loi Kivein, Tzorech Lachsoy Lo'imroi Pam Acheres. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Chaya Odom, plus the Chiddush of the Chaya Odom, that if he doesn't remember and he hasn't got time, so what is it Mashma? It's Mashma where we're up to at the moment is as follows. That if a person, let's say, was not mechaven during Poseach Esidecho, can't imagine how such a thing could happen, but occasionally a person's mind has wandered, and he's got through, and he's even done this, Poseach Esidecho, with his fingers, and nevertheless he's got through, and he wasn't thinking about what the posuk means. And now he's finished, let's say, Koilan Neshama Taleko Haluko, and now he remembers, I have to say Poseach Esidecho. According to the Chai Odom, you have to go back to Poseach Esidecho, if you've got time. You know, this is for Eloy Shores. If you had time, supposing the Shliach Tzibur was, you know, you were way ahead of the Shliach Tzibur. For some reason, you started a long time before the Shliach Tzibur, and the Shliach Tzibur is schlepping, and you've got loads and loads of time. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Paskins the Chofetz Chaim and Mishnah Berurah, like the Chai Odom, who says that you would have to go back to Poseach Es Yodecho and repeat all the Halalukos. That's clear. And Rav Moshe Feinstein says it's clear from there that the Chatchila, what the Chai Odom is saying is that you have to go back to Poseach Es Yodecho, and then, if you have time, then you go back to Poseach Es Yodecho, and you continue all the way through Psukit Zimra, and you say the whole lot up to Yishtabach again. So if you, in theory, you got to Barachos Vodos Hashim HaGadol, Vakodosh, Nusach Ashkenaz, yeah? You're about to say Baruch Ato Hashem, Kehem Elok Godol Batish Bechois, or Godol Umhula Batish Bechois, and then you remember, oh, I wasn't Mechavin in Poseach Es Yodecho. Says the Chai Odom, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you've got time, go back to Poseach Es Yodecho, and say the whole of Psukit Zimra again from there, all the way to Yishtabach. V'emein Loi Shos.
I've already told it as well.
A lot, yeah? It says, and he doesn't have time to go back all the way to Poseach Es Yodecho, then you can get away with only saying Poseach Es Yodecho ad soif hamizmor.
Yeah. Later on.
What? Let's say you've got enough time just to say that.
No, but you can't say that
just before Yishtabach. You can. We're saying if you haven't got time to go back, this is the lashon of the Chai Odom. V'im lo nizkar, I'm reading from the Mishnah Berurah, it's the same words. V'im lo nizkar shekvar omar mizmorim acherim. V'ein lo yishos lachzor, and he doesn't have the time to go back to Poseach Es Yodecho. Yeah, then mikol mokim yoyim acha hatfila miposuk Poseach hatsoif hamizmor. Then you should say after. Okay, let's have a look at the what's called the diukim of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein takes issue with this Chai Odom, and he's cholek on the Chai Odom, and doesn't understand why the Mishnah Berurah passed him like this. And it's a very, very interesting tshuva. It's in Igros Moshe, in Or HaChaim Chelik Beis, Siman Tes Zayin, title, Be'in Yom Psukei Dezimra, In Tzrichim Lo'omrom Dafke Al HaSeder. Do you have to say Bichlal Psukei Dezimra in order? Sure, we say it in order. We say Tila Ladovit, which is Kuf Bem Hei, and then we say the Halalukos, Kuf Bem Vav, Kuf Bem Zayin, Ches, Tes, and the last one, Haluka Haluke Bekotshoi, is Kuf Nun, capital 150, which is the end of Tehillim. But is that Ma'akiv at all? Says it's Mashma from the Chai Odom that the Seder is Ma'akiv. If I'm going to go back and say Poseach Es Yodecho, and I have time, then it's mashma from the Chai Odom, I've got to then repeat all the halalukos, because I want to get everything in order. The Ashrei, followed by Halal Nafshi Es Hashem, followed by Kitov Zamro, followed by Halalu Es Hashem in Hashemayim. I want to say them all in order. And therefore I'm going to mimbatriach this person, because he didn't say Poseach Es Yodecho b'kavona, to go back to the beginning of Poseach Es Yodecho. Maybe if he's got time, go back to the beginning of Ashrei. I don't know, it doesn't mention it. And then say the whole of the Pesukim de Zimra again. So says the English Moshe Feinstein, I don't know who where you get this from, this idea that you have to say Pesukim de Zimra ala Seder. And he says as follows, Lo yo'usi mefurish dovazeh. I don't see where you got it from. And he says as well that there are certain things where Chazal do bring down that things have to be said in order. Chazal speak about it, there's a Gemara Megillah and other things. There are certain things that we have to say in order. For example, he says, Megillah Sester. Gemara speaks about Akoyer Lamafreya Loyotso. For example, Kriya Shema. What's the halacha if you said, Vahavto? And then you realize that you didn't say the second Vahoyo. Yeah, is the Seder Ma'akev. And Tefillah as well. And he says, the Gemara brings down Psukim to say why you have to say these things Al HaSeder. And he says, even within certain items, yeah, there is also two types of Seder. For instance, he says that within let's say Kriya Shema or within Kriya Samagilo, you've got the chapters, but you have to say chapter 1 before chapter 2 and chapter 2 before chapter 3, and within the chapters you've got the psukim as well. They have to be said in order. Same thing will apply to Kriya Shema. You've got Perek Aleph and Perek Beis and Perek Gimel, Shema Vayom Shmaya and Vayomer. They are 1, 2 and 3, but within the actual texts you've got to get the psukim in the right order as well. And then he speaks about tefillah. And he says tefillah also has two elements of being kaseda. One element is that we say the first three brachas first. Unit 1, which is shvach, we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Unit 2 is the 12 brachas, or however many it is, of tefillah, of bakosha, of asking for things. And then unit 3 is hoidor, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what we've had till now. That's unit 1, 2, and 3. But within unit 2, the Gemara says, Shimon Apikuli, there's a Gemara in Brachas that explains that there's a whole Seder as to why Atachoinen comes before Hashivenu, and Hashivenu comes before Slaplonu, etc., etc. There is a Seder within Unit 2 as well of all the Brachas. Says Moshe Feinstein, who told me that Sukkot Zimra has to be Kaseda? It's not even mentioned amongst all the things that the Gemara discusses about what has to be Kaseda and what could be out of order, whether it's important or not, but Sukkot Zimra didn't come in there. And he said, and even in things like tefillah, it says to Moshe Feinstein, where the Gemara does say that tefillah has to be kaseda, and the Gemara gives reasons why we say shvach, bakosha, vedor, and why we say atachoinen before hashivenu, etc., etc. He says, who says that's ma'akev b'di'evet? He says, what happens, says Moshe Feinstein, it's probably useful to know, I don't know, occasionally such a thing could happen, but what happens if you miss out a brocha? If you miss out a brocha in Shmoneh Esrei, you forgot to say Boruch Oleinu or something like that, and you realize after V'lam Al-Shinim, hey, I forgot Boruch Oleinu. Says Moshe Feinstein, Lecha Tchila Avadi, you should have said all the brochas in order. But the Evert, who says that the Seder is even Ma'akev in Shmoneh Esrei? Say Boruch Oleinu and then carry on with V'lam Al-Shinim or wherever you happen to be up to. And he says, why did the Chaya Odom and the Mishnah Berurah Paskin like that come up? He says, we shouldn't be mechadish, it's hard enough. He says, the whole of tefillah is hard enough, following all the rules and the regulations of doing things kaseda, where there are rayas and there are gemoras and there are psukim, to say that things have to be kaseda. But where things don't have to be kaseda, why should we introduce new chumras, so to speak? Why should we now say that psukim de Zimra has to be ala seda, when it's something that Gemara didn't mention? And he asks the question as follows, says Moshe Feinstein. He says, what would happen if somebody, let's say, he wants to get to Yishabach with the Tzibur, but he's running a little bit behind. So there are rules about exactly what's the most important and which ones you leave out, and there are rules in the pecking order of Halalukos, which ones are the most important. Halalukos Shemen Hashemayim is the most important, followed by Halalukos Bekotshoi, and then if you've got time then you do this, etc., etc. So there are rules and regulations. He said, what happens if this person is running behind, he's behind the Tzibur, he's made his Cheshbonus, and he skips out three kapitelech, let's say, of the Halalukos. And he gets to Yishtabach, or he gets to the end of Psukkot Zimra, and he realizes he's still got time. He says, will you say that because there has to be an order in the Psukkot Zimra, that he can't now fill in and say a couple of Halalukos after the Shiro? before Yishtabach. Ramash Feinstein says, why should we be mechadish a new thing? And therefore he says, Ramash Feinstein says, I disagree. And he writes this, you know, it's quite daring of him in the 1950s to be disagreeing with the Chofetz Chaim, who paskened according to the Chai Odom. But he says, Ulama Shekosafti, he says, Yochol Loima Ze Acha Hamizmorim Beloy Hamizmorim Acherim. He says, you can say Poseach Yodecho. If you've forgotten, then say, make up the Poseach Yodecho without saying all the other Mizmorim. And he says, and it's better just to say the Poseach Poseach Yodecho and to fill in, instead of doing what the Chofetz Chaim says and what the Chai Odom says, which is that you've either got time to go back or say it after davening. So saying it after davening is like on its own. It doesn't have, it's not a chelik of tefillah. You have to do it. If you didn't do it during davening, then do it after davening. Say poiseach esyodecho al sofa mizmor. But he says, isn't it better at least to say poiseach esyodecho somewhere in the Psukhi de Zimra, between your Boruch Sha'oma and your Yishtabach? It's surrounded by the brochas of Psukhi de Zimra. And within that, I said poiseach esyodecho bekavono. Rather than say, well, I haven't got time to say the whole of Poseach Yodecho from the beginning through there, and I haven't got time to say Poseach Yodecho up till the end of the capital, and therefore I'm not even going to try and say the Posuk Poseach Yodecho on its own within Psukhi de Zimra. I'm going to say it like it's like on its own after davening, a completely isolated island on its own, and not the Chelik of Psukhi de Zimra. It means that I got through the whole of Psukhi de Zimra without having saying Poseach Yodecho b'kavoma. Wouldn't it be better, says the Chofetz Chaim, says Rabbi Shapacha. Therefore he says, Ve'im ein lo yishos lachsoi, if he doesn't have the time to go back, Yoima oisa acha ha-mizmorim. He says, say it after the mizmorim, say Poseach Yodecho, maspia l'chol chai rotzoin yishtabashim chulam malkeinu, or wherever it is you're up to, say it at least that you should get the posuk into the Psukhi de Zimra, rather than say it as an isolated tishlumin later on outside davening. It says, why? Shaseida eina le'ikuva, right? So Moshe Feinstein, deloy ka Mishnah Brura. I argue with the Mishnah Brura. Okay, I just...
Moshe says there, does it mean to say from the Poseach until the end of Hanukkah, or just Poseach on its own?
Oh, I think, yeah, he doesn't say. I think he would say, if you've got enough time to say Poseach Yodecho until the end of the capital, then carry on and say those four or five psukim. If you haven't, at least Poseach Yodecho must be a local chayil sign. Say that b'kavona somewhere within your Psukhi de Zimra, and don't leave it as an isolated thing to be said afterwards. I just wanted to try and justify the Mishnah Brura a little bit. And just a little bit, I don't think it's a little deal that I've got in the Mishnah Brura in the Chai Odom. I don't know whether or not it's right or wrong, just to help out, because obviously the Rabbi Moshe Feinstein is saying I don't understand the Mishnah Brura. That's what he's saying, and I don't agree, and I pass and I look a different. So why did the Mishnah Brura say what he said? So it could be, I don't know, that I've been looking since I first came up with this diuk. I've been trying to look through, as we were learning the Halachas and Hilchos Tefillah, there is an expression of Tzorech lachsoi ulispalel. That when a person's made a mistake, he left something out, he should have said something, he didn't say something, etc., etc., there's a halacha of lachsoi ulispalel, to go back and to daven again. The Rabbeinu Yoina says that if you haven't said Poseach Yodecho b'kavono, then he says that v'nirei lo kivein tzorech lachsoi ulomroi pa'am acheres. Now, l'choira, there's a triple loshon here. Lachzoi la'omroi would be enough. La'omroi pa'amacheres would also be enough. Lachzoi or la'omroi pa'amacheres is like a triple loshon. It's like doubling up. Yeah, instead of lachzoi la'omroi and la'omroi pa'amacheres. Why does he use that loshon? And if you look through the whole of, so far, what I've seen in Hilchos Tefillah that we've been learning when we make mistakes, Rachman Litzlon, and we have to go back, it always says lachzoi lispalel. Yeah, they could have said lachsa here la'omroi, or he could have said la'omroi pa'amacheres. So it could be that la'omroi pa'amacheres is enough on its own to tell me I have to say poiseach es yodecho. In which case, my lachsa is spare. My lachsa is spare is mashma, lachsa means going back. In other words, going back to the place where you started, that when you're saying the Poseach Hasidecha, it could be that that was the Diuk of the Chai Odom in the Loshen of the Rabbeinu Yoinah, and that's why he says that you have to go back, and that's where he got the idea. But I don't know. It's just to try and justify the Chai Odom a little bit against, and the Mishnah Berurah against the attack of Rav Moshe Feinstein. La Halacha. It's very simple from what we've learned. If a person gets later on and he's within Psukei Dezimra still, if he's got time to go all the way back to Poseach Hasidecha, go back and say it all again. If you haven't got time, at least say Poseach Hasidecha till the end of the capital. If you haven't got time, at least say the Pasuk Poseach Hasidecha, but Kavona, somewhere within your Psukei Dezimra, so that by the time you get to Yishtabach, you've included the Poseach Hasidecha. If you got through after Yishtabach, then after davening, and well, this is true, sai after shachris, sai after mincha, say Poseach Hasidecha till the end of the capital. Sorry. Oh.